Here on Accidental Kiss, we try our best to do this. Analyze Asian dramas and not relive the trauma. Now that you know what's in store, just sit back and tune in more. Please enjoy our podcast, Accidental Kiss.
Hello everyone, Faith here. I'm coming with you today with a different kind of episode than usual. I've decided to do some reviews on some shows that I like and just tell you a little bit about why I like them. And so today we're going to be talking about some J-dramas that I've been watching recently. A lot of them are also recent dramas, but one of them is a bit older. So now on to the reviews. First up is Let's Get Divorced, which is a show about two people who are married. One of them, the husband, is a politician named Taishi. He comes from a family of politicians, so he's a third generation Diet member. And the wife is named Yui, and she's a very famous actress. These two have been on bad terms ever since Taishi cheated on her with another woman 3 years ago while they were married. And she hasn't been able to forgive him for that. And so they've grown more distant and cold. However, this show kind of shows you their relationship and how they start to talk to each other and the relationship changes throughout and they both mature and grow through the process. And we can see this through the lens of Taishi's campaign of him running for public office and Yui being there to support him. And there's a lot of stuff that happened throughout the series, a lot of really good things, a lot of really interesting things, but I won't get into detail right now. So my overall things that I really liked about the show, I would say I really like that it really gets into relationships and the difficulty it is in getting married. Like, I really could relate to a lot of the issues that they had in the show, and I've seen this, you know, within my own marriage. I've seen it, you know, other people talk about these things, and I could tell that the writers of this show really knew what they were talking about, and they really show it from both sides, both the female and the male side, which I thought was very interesting, because usually you don't see so much of both in detail and like in depth, but they really explore it and they really go into it. And they really show this couple who have been through a lot together, but do still care about each other underneath the surface, even though they're in a shaky, rocky spot. But then the ending didn't turn out the way I expected. And I say this as a good thing. I think the way it ended was kind of bittersweet, kind of mixed, but I think it was good. I think it worked for what was there. I will also say the acting was really good. I really enjoyed the actors. I really enjoyed the story. I was pretty hooked. It was also really cool to kind of see behind the scenes of Japanese political campaigns, because as a person who does live in Japan, you know, I'm always hearing about politicians and I'm always hearing them like on the loudspeakers outside making a bunch of noise, but I don't really know what goes into actually running a campaign in Japan. And also I can't vote, so I've never voted for anyone here either because I'm not a Japanese citizen. But it's it was just interesting to see the whole process and what they do and what's different from how campaigns are run in my own country, like in the US, like seeing how it was kind of different from the US. That was very interesting to me. So I think if you're interested in politics and you want to see people tackle issues of like marriage and falling out of love and back in love and out of love and just tackling human relationships, I think that you will be interested in this show. I will say there are a few things that I didn't like as well. There seemed to be almost this kind of support of more like conservative views in some of the show. I mean, I know most of the people saying that were the people from Taishi's political family. So, for example, his mom saying these things. And, you know, she obviously wasn't supposed to be the role model that we were looking to. But at the same time, it felt like sometimes some of her words were actually taken by the story as also being true. Even if the main character, Yui, main female character Yui, didn't agree with them, it still seemed like they were supporting that in the story overall. And also, there was just a part where they make the politician that is pushing for women's rights not actually a great person, which I won't get into any more details there because that'll get into spoiler territory. But like, yeah, there's just some parts that kind of rub me the wrong way and some things that they say that also rub me the wrong way. But overall, I really like the story. I think it's good. I think people should watch it. And yeah, I think it's really well done drama overall. And so I would say my score for this show for representation, I would say I would give it 3.5 kisses out of 5 for just the representation. Whereas I say I would give it a 4 out of 5 kisses for overall watchability. I think it's a really good show. Just some parts I wasn't a fan of. That's all. I would like to add a content warning here for sexual assault, because one of the scenes, the male character is on top of the female character and she is telling him to get off of her and he is not doing that. And it made me feel quite uncomfortable. Like in the show, they don't really show it as a big deal, and it ends up being somewhat consensual, it seems. But when you first watch it, it doesn't look that way. And so I'm just going to put a content warning out for that. Okay, next we have another show I've watched recently. It's called My Love Mix Up, which this show came out in 2021. So it's a little bit older, but it's so cute. It's so adorable. It's a high school romance. So the story is that Aoki, who is a high school boy, has a crush on a girl named Hashimoto, who sits next to him in class. However, he ends up borrowing her eraser, and then on that eraser, he sees the name Ida, which is another boy in the class, and so he assumes that she has a crush on Ida and tries to help her get with him because he loves her. But then the whole thing gets turned on its head, and we end up with a BL story instead, where Aoki actually ends up falling for Ida himself, and all kinds of shenanigans ensue. But we also get a really sweet, genuine high school BL romance. And I just loved it. I loved it so much. What I liked about this show, what I really liked, was the way the relationship was handled. And I will say that it was way more progressive than I expected. Because I know back in the day when I used to watch a lot of J-dramas, anytime anyone was thought to even sort of gay or liking boys and they're a boy or anything like that, any same-sex coupledom was mocked and just seen as a joke and played for laughs no matter what. I mean, even some of the shows now, I would say, like, for example, one of the really famous ones right now out called Osan's Love, which is like, I guess, older men's love or something like that, or middle-aged guys' love, something like that. That show is really popular in Japan. Like, it's really super popular. But even in that show, the romance is somewhat played for laughs. I mean, it still ends up being an actual relationship. Like the two main guys end up, they are together and they are a couple, but there are a lot of things in there that are kind of played for laughs, kind of played as like, oh, it's a joke, oh look, ha ha ha, this older guy really likes this, you know, younger guy and he's obsessed with him and that's funny, ha ha, you know. And so there are a lot of moments like that where it just feels more like a gag than like a real relationship. But this show is not like that. This show is not even close. Like, this show is so genuine, it's so sweet. Like, the way Ida treats Aoki, like, the way that even before, like, so the thing is, at first, Aoki tells Ida that it's his eraser, because I think he ends up letting Ida borrow his eraser, and so that's how Ida finds out that, or, well, he thinks that Aoki likes him, right? And then Aoki, at first, says, yeah, he just says, yeah, I like you, because he's trying to protect Hashimoto, because he thinks that she has a crush on him. And then over time, they hang out more, and Aoki really does develop, like, actual feelings for Ida, actually. And, but the thing that's really amazing is that Ida, from the beginning, even though he's never dated anyone, and, you know, he doesn't know his sexuality at all, he doesn't know if he's gay, or, you know, he's straight, or bi, or, you know, anything, he doesn't know any of that yet, but he still gives Aoki a genuine chance, and he doesn't laugh at him, he doesn't say, like, oh, ill, gross, like, you're a guy. He genuinely takes his affection that he believes he has for him, and he takes it at face value, and he's willing to give him a chance, and he's willing to try seeing him, and dating him, and just trying it out. He's willing to do it. Like, he's the most open-minded high school boy I have
ever seen, like ever. Like, I have never seen anyone that open-minded, and he's just so confident in himself, and it's just really cool and refreshing to see, especially in a high school boy. Like, I did not expect that. I did not expect him to take it so genuine and so sincerely and so serious. I think even a lot of adult dramas, like a lot of adult TV shows, don't take it that seriously and are not that genuine, but like this high school romance really just, it just got me in the feels so much. So I just can't stop gushing about how genuine it is. And it really feels like they're really in love with each other, and you really feel their affection for each other. And I just loved it so much. I loved watching them together. They had such great chemistry, and it's just so amazing. So if you really like a cute romantic BL, and you know, you want to see some genuine, sincere affection, definitely recommend this drama. Oh, by the way, also, we find out that Hashimoto actually liked another person, which I'm not going to get into all that, but like, you know, if you watch the show, you'll find out. There's a lot going on in this show, but I think it handles it all pretty well, and I think the ending is really good, and I'm happy where things end up in it. Yeah, I would say overall, really great show. I guess I would say what I don't like, there's just one scene with a teacher who's pretty homophobic, and the way it's handled is okay, but honestly, I think they were a little too lenient on him. That's all I will say. That's all I will say. That's the only part I didn't really care for, but everything else, perfection, I think, honestly. So I would give this show, for representation, I would say for representation of a young, high school-aged gay relationship, I would say I'd give it, honestly, 5 out of 5 kisses for its representation of a gay relationship, like on screen for high school kids. I think it's really genuine. I think it's doing the best it could do. Oh, oops, I forgot something else I wanted to mention. In the I don't like section, there's also a part where a student is in love with a teacher. And though I don't think there's anything wrong with students having affection for their teachers, I think that's a natural thing. It kind of just happens, you know? I think it's normal for kids to like adults, that it just happens sometimes. They can have their crushes and things like that. But it's kind of encouraged by one of the characters, though. Another character is encouraging it and kind of telling this character to continue pursuing this person or continue what they've been doing, not to give up on this person they love or whatever. And it's like creepy because he's a teacher, so don't do that. I mean, thankfully the teacher completely ignores the feelings, which is not guaranteed in a Japanese drama or any drama, let's be real. But still, it's a little uncomfortable. So yeah, those, I would say, yeah, that and the homophobic teacher part, those are the only parts I didn't really like about the show, but everything else, great. So yeah, 5.0 for the representation. I'd say 4.7, yeah, I'd give for the overall show. Just the few little things that, got on my nerves, but for the most part, great, amazing show, highly recommend it. Now, this next show I have known about for years because this was super popular when it came out in Japan. I remember because I used to teach at a junior high school. Well, actually, I taught at a couple of junior high schools. I think I taught at that time. I was teaching at maybe, how many? I think 3. Yeah, I was teaching at 3 different junior high schools. And this drama was so popular, especially because there was a popular dance that went along with it, and everyone was doing the dance, and everyone was talking about the song, the theme song and everything. So this was so popular at the time. So even I knew the dance because all the kids were talking about it, and even the teachers knew about it. And every time I went to karaoke with the teachers, they would do the dance, and so I would do the dance. And so I knew about this song long before I ever actually watched the show. And I don't know why it took me this long to actually watch it, but I think that was during the time where I wasn't really watching a lot of J dramas, and so I just didn't get into it. And then when I heard about it later, it was kind of like, oh yeah, that show. I just didn't really watch it, but luckily one of my drama watching friends recommended it to me, and I decided to watch it. Actually, a lot of these shows, not the last two that I've talked about, not the past two that I've talked about, but like the shows that I will be talking to from now on are all actually recommendations from this friend, Alyssa. Thank you so much for all your recommendations, Alyssa from Debak Podcast. Thank you so much for all your recommendations. They've been really, really cool, all the J-drama recommendations, and this is one of them. So let me finally get to the title of this one. This one is called The Full-Time Wife Escapist, or We Got Married as a Job. It seems to have a lot of different titles, but I'm going to go with The Full-Time Wife Escapist because that's the one I've seen the most in English. So this drama is about a 25-year-old woman named Mikuri who graduated, I believe she graduated from graduate school. I believe she has a master's degree in psychology. However, she wasn't able to really get many jobs. When she did finally get a temporary job, they fired her from that job. And so now she's unemployed. She's able to meet a man called Hiramasa, who ends up offering her money in exchange for cleaning his house and doing pretty much all the housework. So cleaning and cooking and things like that. Things that domestic labor that he doesn't have time to do, or maybe he can't do as well. I'm not sure, but I don't remember exactly. I know he definitely wants the labor done. And so she does it for money. And they end up, of course, falling in love and having the cutest little romance. And yeah, it's a really good show. Let's see, things I liked. I really love the relationship between Mikuri and Hiramasa. You could tell from the beginning they spoke each other's language. They were very matter of fact about things. They both like having things clear and like set out. Like, you know, it's a contract marriage story, but like they completely just speak the same language from the beginning. And you can tell that they are, you know, very well suited for each other. The personalities match very, very well. And when they have their romantic moments, it's just so cute because, you know, they act really formal to each other at first and very distant, and they both seem to be okay with that at first, but then when they both start to fall in love with each other, it's just really cute when they actually like let loose and like show affection to each other. It's just the most adorable thing ever. And of course, Hiramasa, he's the more introverted person. He doesn't feel like, you know, someone like Mikuri could love him because she's like 25, where I think he's like in his 30s, and he just feels that he can't offer her what she needs, and so he is kind of distant because of that. But Mikuri does her best to try to like push him a bit more, and then he admits his feelings, and it's just the way they do it, it's really cute, and the way everything plays out is really nice, and I really enjoyed that. I also like that they actually acknowledge in the show that domestic labor is real labor, because I think a lot of people, you know, me included, you know, grew up learning that housework was just a given, especially if you're a woman, that's just what you're supposed to do. And so to see that they take housework as full pay, like she was getting like a full salary off of doing housework and cleaning, you know, cooking and things like that, was really nice and refreshing to see, because it really is a full-time job, but it's not respected as such. And so it was nice to see a show that really goes into that and talks about that in a detailed way and just really acknowledges all of the struggles that women go through. And also, it was really nice to see there's a character who I believe it's Mikuri's aunt, there's a character, her aunt character, who is an older woman, and she is doing really well in her job. You know, she's very successful, but of course she's not married, so they try to make a big fuss about that. But she's happy not being married, but she also ends up finding love with a younger man, which I think is pretty cool. I don't think that's a spoiler, but well, you'll see, watch it and you'll see. If it's a spoiler, sorry, but watch it and you'll see. The dance, like I said, there's a nice dance, nice song, opening song, opening song is really catchy, and the dance is also really cool, so I recommend that. Also, another little cute tidbit is that the two actors who star in this are actually married in real life, so that's even more adorable, like so great, so amazing. So yeah, this is a really good show. All right, there is one thing that I didn't really like that is kind of a spoiler, so I'm going to put a spoiler tag here. This is a spoiler. If you don't want to be spoiled, please don't listen. Okay, and so the guy who plays a character, he's a gay character in this show. He's also in the show Let's Get Divorced. He ends up with someone. He does end up finding a guy who wants to date him or is interested in dating him, or yeah, someone, but it's not until the last episode that they even meet. So having characters who are gay only get together in the end when there's no more drama left to watch, as we don't actually get to see them be together really, is kind of a tired cliche. And yeah, it's not really the best. It's like, if you're going to have a gay couple, give them some time to be together, right? However, I will say this came out in 2016. This drama's a bit older. It came out in 2016. So maybe back then, maybe it was really progressive to show that, I'm sure. But still, I wish it could have been more. I wish it could have been better. And with that said, my representation score for this show will be, I think I'll give it 4 out of 5 kisses, just because, like I said about the gay character, and I do think it does a really good job of representing women. But I do remember there were some parts where I felt like stereotypical gender roles were coming into play, and it just felt a little outdated to me personally. But I will have to articulate this better when I rewatch it, because I cannot remember right now, to be honest. But I just remember some parts I watched and I was just like, oh, that's kind of typical. That's kind of a typical thing. And so I'll give it a 4, but still great representation overall. And overall watchability, I'd give this one, yeah, I'd say probably overall watchability, I'd give it a, yeah, 4.8. Like, really, really good. Really, really loved it. The next drama I'm going to talk about is one I really, really love. I really like this drama so much. Cannot recommend it enough. Okay, I'm going to get into it. Okay, so this drama is called Turn to Me, Mukai-kun. So this is about a guy, 33-year-old man named Mukai. He has not been in a romantic relationship. He has not, pretty much has not had a girlfriend for 10 years since his last girlfriend, who ended up breaking up with him after he said he was going to protect her. And she asked him, what do you mean by protect me? What do you protect, you know, what are you protecting me from? And so he's been kind of stuck romantically since then. He ends up meeting a bunch of women who kind of change his perspective on life and love. And it's just a really great show where they really talk about relationships in a very mature and nuanced way. And you really get perspectives, like especially women's perspectives. So even though the main character is a guy, you really get women's perspective. So this is what I really like about this show. So the man ends up getting advice from a woman called Sakaido, and she gives him a lot of advice about women and relationship advice. And he actually listens to it, and he tries to better himself and tries to understand women more. And they really go into a lot of stuff that a lot of women, especially I would say older women who've been dating for a while, can really relate to, like these kind of things. And having a man actually sit and listen and really like take the advice to heart is just so refreshing to see. That's something I really love about the show, is that like they really go into relationships from a woman's perspective, and this man does listen to it, and he actually like takes the advice in. There are some times where he's doubtful of it, or he's not sure, and he doesn't take the advice, but in the end, you know, he ends up realizing the advice was right, like it was the right thing, and he was mistaken. And you know, it's just, there's a lot of things like that where he doesn't understand the situation fully, and he learns what the situation really is like, or what these women are really like, and what they really mean by things. Even though they've said certain things, this is what they really mean, or their actions are saying this. And like a lot of things are unspoken, but you can see through the relationship. And there are times when also the women are also not being fully transparent and are having some issues, and they don't really know what they want, and that's causing a problem as well. And so it's not just like Mukai is always the one to blame for the problems, but it's nice and refreshing to see a show tackle these kind of relationship issues between men and women, especially with so much nuance and so much depth, and like really go into conversation about it. It's really a bunch of conversations about relationships that just feel so real and so relatable that I'm definitely going to rewatch the series just to like all the insight that it gives, all these like nuggets of life advice that I think are so important, especially to people like me who are in their 30s. Like this stuff was really hitting home. And so yeah, I really recommend it. I really think it's great. I think it's really smart. I honestly like how the ending is. I know some people don't like it, but I like how it is. I like what happens with his romantic interests in the end. I totally support this drama, 100%. I really, really like it. And let's see, I would say what I don't like is that it is very heteronormative. It is really heteronormative. And I get that, that's like most dramas, but I just think they could have really pushed it to a whole new level if they would have had at least like one gay relationship or one same-sex relationship. That would have been nice to see. Like someone who was gay, bi, pan, something that wasn't just two heterosexual men and women. That would have really skyrocketed it on my list. Like, you know, I would have been like, okay, this is my favorite drama of all time ever, and nothing else will beat it. And I mean, no, wrong, it's close to that already without doing that, but that would have really put it up there if they would have shown something a little bit different. But I guess, you know, baby steps, you know, they tried their best. But nothing wrong with the story itself. I think overall it's great. And there were a few moments, I'll say, where maybe it was a bit slow, but I think that was the intention of the show. I think that was what they did purposefully. So I don't think that was really like a flaw in the show, but there were some times where I did feel like, oh, it's kind of going a little slow now, isn't it? Like a few times, not much. I mean, honestly, most of the talking I really enjoyed, but like there are a few moments I would say, like if you're someone who doesn't like people just talking all the time, there were probably a few moments that are probably going to be a bit slow for you. But I'd say overall for me, I really enjoyed it. I just wish they would have had a same-sex relationship in there. I think that would have just elevated it to the next level. My overall score for representation in this show, I would give it, I think when it comes to men and women, I would give it a 5.0. 5 kisses. Okay, full 5 out of 5. Amazing, just really thought-provoking, really loved it. Now, when it comes to the overall watchability, I would also honestly give it a 5, in my opinion, for me personally. I think, like I said, if you don't like things that are slow, because this really takes its time, and it builds a narrative, and it's really good. I forgot to add this in the, because this is all unscripted, so I forgot to add this in the things I liked section, but I really love the storytelling. Like, it really all came together in the end very beautifully, and it was very purposeful, like I said before, very purposeful, and you could just really tell a lot of care went into it, and so I really enjoyed that. And so I think anyone who watched it will really enjoy it, even though there might be some parts that might be slow for you perhaps if you don't like people just talking, but I think overall it's worth it, and I definitely think you should give it a watch if you have the time and you're looking for a new show to watch. It's not that long, just yeah, I believe it's, how many episodes was it actually? Hold on, let me see. I believe it was 10 episodes. Yeah, typical Japanese drama length. So yeah, please give it a watch if you can. I really recommend it. And last, I want to recommend one more drama, and that drama I'm sure a lot of you have probably already heard of. It's called Cherry Magic 30, and it is amazing. Okay, so the story is about a guy who is 29, and then he turns 30 literally in the first episode. His name is Adachi, and he's a normal office worker, and you know, he's not anything special as far as he knows. But then on his 30th birthday, because he is still a virgin, he is able to get the superpower of being able to read people's thoughts whenever he touches them, which, oh my god, I would freak out if that was the power I got. I think I would completely just, my head would explode from the stress, to be honest, like for me personally. But it really works out for this drama because he's able to read people's thoughts. And so he ends up finding out through his powers that one of the office's really popular top worker, Kurosawa, actually has a crush on him and is in love with him, which he had no idea about and he would have never known about if he didn't have these powers. Things I like about this show, I think that the power element really works well for this show, because Adachi, he doesn't really have a high opinion of himself. He's pretty introverted. He doesn't really talk to people. And so without this power, I don't think anything of this drama could have ever happened, because he never says anything. No one's up front with each other for the most part until, you know, they actually get in a relationship with each other. And so I don't think he would have ever had this romance had he not had these powers. And so I think the powers really play well and it really works, especially for this show. But even for Japanese society in general, I think it really works, because I think there is this barrier a lot of times where people feel like they can't be their honest selves, you know, like anywhere, but especially in Japan. And so having these powers really helps him see how great of a person he is and how much other people care for him. And it's not even just him. There's also another woman at the work who also likes him, or who it has an interest in him, but she wants him to be happy with Kurosawa. Like, that's more important to her than being with him. And so it's just, it's a really cute story. I remember I started watching it and I just couldn't stop watching it. I just had to keep watching it. I literally binged it in pretty much a night. I mean, I think I had maybe 2 episodes left the next morning and I finished those up, but pretty much most of it in one night, I just binged it because it was just so adorable, so cute. Their interactions with each other are amazing. They are so adorable together. Amazing couple. Just, yes, love them. BL all the way, love it. Adorable BL, recommend it for anyone. Like, whether you like BL or don't like BL, it does not matter. This is a show you should watch. This is just an amazing show. I love it. I love their chemistry. They are just the most adorable little couple, and they really, their relationship really develops throughout the show. Like, it's not just like, oh, they get together. It's like, no, they get together and we get to see them together. We get to see them in their highs. We get to see them in their lows. You see them support each other, and you find out why Kurosawa also likes Adachi. And at first you think, oh, well, Kurosawa, he's really cool. successful. You know, he's like really popular among the women there, you know, in the company. He does really great work, you know, at his job. Like, why would he need someone like Adachi who's like just kind of there, right? But you find out that Adachi has other qualities that like make him really attractive to Kurosawa, and he's someone who has seen Kurosawa for himself. You know, you find all these things out through the drama, and it's just really well written. It's really, really good. And yes, I will say now, totally recommend it. If you will see nothing else, watch this show. If you have not already watched it, watch it. If you have watched it, watch it again, because that's what I'm about to do, because it is so good. I will say the only thing I didn't like about it, and this is going into spoilers, so if you don't want to be spoiled, do not listen. But the only thing that I did not like about the show was that there was no kiss, like there was no like on the lips kiss. There's like a forehead kiss, but there was no on the lips kiss in the show. And for two grown people, two grown adults, and I get it, the whole point is that he's a virgin and so he has to stay a virgin to have these powers, but like the whole thing about the kiss, it's like they're adults, okay? There's no kiss. Like if they were in high school, I could kind of understand, but like they are two grown adults and they never kiss on the lips. I'm sorry. I get it, they're cute or whatever, but like I know if they were a heterosexual couple, they would have at least shared one kiss at least, right? So I don't like how there was no kiss. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on. Maybe some stuff happened behind the scenes and that's why they didn't get a kiss. But it just bothered me a bit, is that like they were just such adorable couple, had the best chemistry, you know, were really good for each other, healthy relationship, and there was no kiss. And I was just like, why? You know, so that's the only thing I didn't like about this show. I give it the representation in it 5 kisses out of 5 kisses. And I wish they would have used the kisses. I wish they would have kissed each other. But it has great chemistry among the leads. There's different couples. So it's not just this couple. There's also another couple that are also gay in the show. And the woman who has somewhat of a crush on Adachi or likes him, it seems, she also is, I believe, a romantic or something like that. Like, she's also someone who is somewhere on the spectrum in the LGBT community, somewhere in there. So it's just a really good show. So yeah, 5 kisses for representation. Also 5 kisses for, like, I would give it over 5 kisses for watchability. Like, it will grab you in and it won't let you go, and you will love the thing. You will love it the entire time it has you, because it's like candy and bubblegum and like cotton candy. Like, it's just so sweet, so wholesome, just love it so much. All right, well, those are some J-dramas that I've been watching for the past couple of months that I've really been loving and that I highly recommend. And if you all have time, please check them out. If you do check them out, let me know what you think. If you've already watched them and have opinions and thoughts on them, especially if you love them, please let me know that you love them. But if you didn't love them also, yeah, let me know that you didn't love them and tell me why you didn't love them. I would love to hear it. Anything you have to say, please let me know. You can find me on Twitter. I refuse to call it X, honestly. Instagram, Facebook, just message me, at me, comment me. I would love to hear you all's thoughts. And let me know what you think about this off-script format. And I will see you all next time. Goodbye.
It is so complicated.